Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
I gave you a warning, and that warning was not something I was going to feel, because I don't have this feeling, but I felt that Yankee fans would have this criticism of Juan Soto, and some did, and now Keith Hernandez has whipped out this criticism of Juan Soto, and I want to play the clip for you, because Keith's very careful about it, and you can almost see doesn't really want to rip Juan Soto, but certainly brings up the criticism of, is he looking for too many walks?
Right.
So here was Keith Hernandez last night. It was early in the game. Gary Cohen is talking about the impressive resume Juan Soto has, his on-base percentage and all that. And Keith Hernandez said this about Juan Soto.
I know that Juan has the lead in the league in walks with 60, but I would love to see. I'm not asking to change him. I'd like to see him swing the bat more and less walks, but he's a guy that walks over 100 times a year, and he's got a great track record. He's got a wonderful resume.
It was almost like Keith didn't want to say it.
He started to say it, and then he was like, man, I don't want to say this, but I've already started, so I gotta say it. Let me be as tactful as I possibly can. And it still came off as, be quiet, just let him walk.
He kind of does. It's also... Okay, so I've gotten to watch him now every day for how many games? 76 games? We watched him last year every day. Now, I watched it with a different eye watching the Yankees. I'm an IBO. Mm-hmm. With a Met fan. As a Met fan, my emotion is fully into it. So right. I acknowledge.
Because you wanted to get a hit.
Right, and I'm living and dying on every play.
Right.
I'm watching the Yankees. I'm watching them a lot, but I'm also much more like matter of fact. My wife likes to joke about that. She uses it in football. She said, you watch the Jets, you lose your mind. You watch the Giants, you're very, like, very matter of fact. Like, oh, pick six. Okay. She loves that. I have never gotten the impression, watching Juan Soto, that he's looking to walk.
He's just okay walking.
He has an arrogance, and this is a compliment, not a negative arrogance, of, I'm going to swing at the pitch I want to swing at. I know the strike zone better than you. I will lay off pitches that are close, and I will gladly take my walks. And if I get a pitch to hit, I'll hit the crap out of it. And if I don't, I'll take my walks.
Right.
And to me, that's different than what Chris Russo used to say about Wade Boggs. I'll never forget. It was my introduction to sports talk radio as a kid. I remember him ranting, and I wish I could find it, because I would love to play it as a WFN flashback. But it was Dog saying, hey, tell me about this Wade Boggs. All he's doing is looking for walks. He's looking for it. I don't think Juan Soto looks for walks. I think he's just a really, really patient hitter. So it's funny listening to that clip, because Keith's about to kind of criticize him, and then he stops.
Well,
but I kind of disagree.
Well, you should disagree, especially with Pete Alonso behind him. And so, I mean, say for, you know, the whatever last night with the fly ball to right center. But still, it's like he feels like the walk to him is as good as a hit. And it gives whoever's behind him like a great opportunity. Now, is that great baseball all the time, especially when you need a hit and you need to score a run? Probably not, but it's fundamentally the right play.
But also, is it great baseball to expand your strike zone more than you're comfortable with just because, well, I don't trust the guy behind me?
No, because when you do that, you end up chasing.
Right.
And I think he doesn't want to ever fall into the habit of chasing. You see Aaron Judge get into this trouble sometimes where he hasn't got...
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
A hit in a while. Sometimes he'll see that whatever slider or whatever it is going out of the zone, sweeper, and he wants to chase it. And sometimes he just can't help himself. Juan Soto doesn't want to do that.
And you would agree that even if Pete was struggling, because Pete's had a really good year for the most part.
Right.
Even if Pete was struggling, you would stand by Soto should remain with the same approach, correct?
You got to be you.
I agree.
You got to be you.
I completely agree. So when I heard Keith say that, who I have the ultimate respect for him, you talk about a guy that played the game and played it at a high level, I'm listening to him because I really respect the hell out of him. And I'm like, I don't feel that way about Juan Soto. I don't feel he needs to swing more.
He's probably right as a teammate. The teammate will probably think the same thing. We need a hit here, Juan. We need a hit. Okay, you got a walk. That's fine. But there's like a little disappointment in it because you know how good he is.
Yeah.
Of putting bat on ball. But he also is not going to let a pitcher off the hook. This goes back to the Volpe thing the other night, swinging on the first pitch in the extra innings. It's like you let the pitcher off the hook.
Right.
By not forcing him to throw you strikes. Now, that slider happened to be a strike to Volpe, but you know what I mean. Like, Juan Soto is going to make you get him out. He's not going to, like, let you off easily.
I agree. I don't really want to see him swing more. I want him to be him. Mm-hmm. And that involves getting on base 42% of the time. That involves drawing an awful lot of walks. That also involves driving a bunch of runs in. There was a game, I think it was the Friday night game against Tampa Bay, which began this losing streak, mm-hmm. where Soto actually drew a bases-loaded walk. And unfortunately, while it scored a run, Pete Alonso struck out, and the next hitter, I forget who it was, I think it was Jeff McNeil, flied out to left field. And so the inning started to kind of go sideways. I never once thought, boy, that damn Juan Soto, he should have been more aggressive. No, right. I mean, baseball's the ultimate team game. So you are going to need your teammates to hit. But I thought that was funny last night because he was starting to rip Juan and almost hesitated because he's like, oh, I don't know.
I don't want to say this.
I don't know if I actually do want to say this. But I haven't gotten that feeling about Juan Soto.
I don't think he was. I think he was trying to give him like constructive criticism, and then in the back of his mind, he went, "Oh boy, this might sound like right. I'm criticizing him."
Right.
Let me walk that back. But I'm surprised. I would think Keith would like the Juan Soto approach. Like the reason he is Juan Soto is because he is patient and he doesn't give in. We saw it opening day. He swung at a pitch probably because he was like, "It's my first day on a new team. Mm-hmm. I'm in a big spot." And Hader threw the ball basically in the third row, and he swung at it. Mm. You want that Juan Soto every day?
No.
Play within the confines of what makes him great.
I want him to be him. Like, when he draws a lot of his walks, as a fan, I'm excited because they got more base runners.
Right.
Now, does that put pressure on Pete and Jeff McNeil and anyone else who's sitting behind them? Of course. And do the Mets need more production at the bottom third of their order? Absolutely. But I also want Juan Soto to get on base because, you know what? This is a stat that may frustrate Sean. He doesn't like stats. The more times you get guys on base, the greater chances are you're going to score that guy.
That's going to frustrate me.
It's simple math. It's very math. You get on base, you have a better chance to score runs.
And you have a better chance.
But you didn't know that, Sean.
No, I knew
that.
Did
you know that?
But here's how else you score runs. When those guys are on base and the pitcher starts feeling a little pressure, then you make them work and you take a first pitch. That will also lead to more runs scored.
Yeah, but sometimes the first pitch you get is the best pitch you're going to get.
Yeah, unless it's a slider and you're hitting 111 versus Molina.
First of all, the slider was not even off the plate. It was right there in the middle of the zone, and Anthony Volpe missed it. Are we still arguing about this?
It was a slider.
Yeah, and you know what his batting average is when he swings at first pitch sliders? 4 for 10.
When he puts it in play, when he swings and misses, that doesn't count as the average.
Well, that's how stouts are calculated.
Stouts or stats?
Stats are calculated based on the ball being put in play. How could there be a stat if he swings and misses or if it fouls the ball off?
Are you still arguing something you're wrong on?
I'm not wrong. I feel very good about this. I feel very confident about Volpe swinging at the first pitch.
I feel very sorry for you.
Why?
Because you're wrong and you're still 2 days late. It's getting sad now.
When you saw people in the streets and they called you Tommy Lugauer at first, and then they corrected themselves and they realized that you're Sean.
Well, they called me Chris McMonagle second.
Do they really?
No.
You get a lot of Big Macs? Were people agreeing with you in the streets or disagreeing with you in the streets?
I got a hero's welcome on the Long Island Railroad yesterday.
Off of the Volpe argument?
Yeah, please, enough with Evan. I thought he was Mr. Baseball. He's lost something on his fastball. Wow. Greg ruined him. I get a lot of that.
Oh. I've got a lot of that, too. Yeah, I could tell by his eye movement, none of that actually happened.
Of course not. I put my headphones on, a hood on. I'm trying to ignore
it. Of course. Let's go to John in Bergen County. Hey, John.
I spoke to you yesterday. I forgot to get one point in. You know, one thing I did, I coached a lot. My kids, and you know, I had a lot of championship teams, and I had a lot of kids with like attitudes and players with attitudes, and they loved their position when they were at bat. They would come up to me to be before the game and say, "Am I leading off today? Am I batting cleanup? Am I the third hitter?
All right.
Where am I batting today? You know?" And I talked to my kid. And my kid said, you know, I loved I was batting second. Bobby was right behind me. You know, if I'm when you're going into a game, like what did you say earlier, Tiki?
Yeah.
When did the Mets start railing? When did they rail last year? When Lindor went to leadoff.
Right.
Lindor knew he was going to lead off every game.
Oh, so your point is guys benefit from knowing where they're hitting?
Yeah, and raising the
that's right,
yeah, right knowing the expectation.
Right. Oh,
so it's interesting because we kind of had that conversation with Volpe for the brief moment last year when he went to the leadoff spot, and he actually hit.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, you put him in a position where he's not back in the lineup, where the expectation is just don't screw it up too badly. It was, we need you on base. He responded.
Right.
And then he fell apart. And so he's right. John's right. But you also have to be good at it.
Yeah.
Francisco Lindor is good at leading off.
I also don't know if he's referring to his kids coaching high school or Little League or whatever it is. I'm not sure if the modern major leaguer needs to know where they're batting in the batting order. Like, I heard Aaron Judge, I've heard Juan Soto, I've heard Lindor, I've heard Pete all say this. They don't care.
Well,
they don't need to know where they're batting.
They have a preference.
They have a preference, but they don't think it changes their performance based on if they're going from 2 to 3. Like, Aaron Judge this season is fascinating. Hmm. Because Aaron Judge has batted in 2 slots in the order all year long. He's been jerked back and forth between 2 and 3, 2 and 3, 2 and 3. Do you really think it makes any damn difference? Has it made any damn difference? Like, if we analyze the numbers of Aaron Judge this year, do you think we're going to see a difference?
I doubt it. He's been too good for it to have made any difference.
I'm actually going to look it up now.
Yeah. I mean, you could, but it's just...
It's not going to mean anything, because it's all going to be awesome numbers, right? Is that your prediction?
That's going to be my guess.
I mean, I would assume so as well.
Even though the last couple of games he's been in the two-hole has not been great.
Here is the statistics. Are you ready?
Go ahead.
They're both awesome, by the way. As a two-place hitter batting second, he has started 37 games batting second, 34 games batting third. So it is basically an
it's
even
exactly
split.
What you said.
It's
2-3, 2-3, 2-3.
That's what they've done all year. When batting second, he's hitting .392 with a 1,140 OPS. When batting third, he's hitting .350 with a 1,302 OPS. You know what's interesting? He basically has the same amount of plate appearances. It's only separated by 20.
Yeah.
When he bats second, he only has 9 home runs, but a higher batting average. When he bats third, he has 17 home runs with a lower batting average. Isn't that interesting?
Yeah.
You know what that means?
Nothing.
I'm being honest. It doesn't mean anything.
How many RBIs?
25 while batting second, 35 while batting third, which makes sense. You're going to have more guys up.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro.
we're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.